Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Let's have a weekend.
Mills Daily.
I don't know how many more of them I've got left in me, to be honest.
Really?
I nearly died then. Oh, nice. That really helped.
Sorry.
Now my voice and my ears have gone.
Sorry about that. Shouldn't put headphones next to a microphone, should you?
No.
I'll learn.
Do you think it's like when you have to go, can you turn your radio down? Because they've got all the I thought you would have known that by now.
Sorry. Are you feeling that you might have to retire?
Maybe I just need a break from it or something. I know.
Oh, you say this every now and then, don't you? Is this just to get more public support for
Did you
it?
Hear the cough?
I know I heard the cough,
it's like
yeah.
I was on my last breath. And
well,
Amy,
it might be.
Amy in Newcastle's been on. Now, that's the first time she's ever heard It's Only Bloody Friday live, and now she has the proper Friday feeling. You see, it's not the same hearing it on a podcast. I don't even know why we put it on a podcast, really, because it's not quite the same on a wet Monday afternoon.
I was going to say, is it Monday by the time it appears?
Yeah, not quite the same.
Surely It should be saved to go on the Thursday podcast. So if you hear the...
Well, that makes everything out of sync and people get really annoyed about that.
How does that make it out of sync?
It makes it out of show sync.
Well, can't it just be dropped
in? No, I would hate that.
Oh, all right. I can't believe you're giving me technical advice. Mm.
And someone says, are you alive? And it was only a 7 out of 10. Well, thanks very much for your support. You'd want to go out on a 10 out of 10.
Well,
you really
would do, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Do you know a magazine that I never normally miss?
Can I say it on air?
What do you mean?
Well, nothing.
Zoo.
Oh, right, Zoo.
I love Zoo magazine. Normally, as soon as it comes out, I read it cover to cover. But I'd actually miss this one.
Right.
It's very similar of every kind of edition, isn't it, Zoo?
Yeah. Are you in it or something?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's a bit like... I'll tell you another one that's quite similar, Men's Health. Because there's only so much you can say about keeping fit, really. Get killer abs in 6 weeks.
I don't think Zoo does that, does it?
No, but I'm talking... Men's Health is quite similar.
Oh, yeah.
After a few episodes...
It's always a bloke with a good six-pack on the front.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's always get killer abs in 6 weeks and how to have better... And that's pretty much it every time.
Well, didn't you do a feature for Men's Health where you tried to get killer abs in 6 weeks?
Those wedding magazines as well. See, there's only a certain amount of time you're going to buy them, unless you're one of those people that's engaged for like 3 years.
Yeah.
So they can just do all the same features all the time. With Zoo, the same features seem to involve boobs and really gory injuries.
Okay, it's not just, on the same page, though.
No, but it's just boobs and bad gashes all the way through. And they've got an interview with Derek Acora, which is conducted before the Michael Jackson seance.
Okay.
And there it is on the Zoo List page, page 66. Remember, this is done before the seance, which was last Friday on Sky One. And it says to Derek, what are you going to ask Michael? And Derek says, there are so many questions running through my head. How is Michael coping? Has he met the people he loved since arriving? And does he feel that his passing was brought about by unnatural means? So those are all the questions that Derek said he was going to ask Michael before the seance.
And can you now refresh my mind with what he asked last Friday?
Here's the questions they asked.
Michael, I love you so much. Do you realise how much I love you, Michael?
I feel for your sincerity of love.
Do you realise how much I love you, Michael?
Yeah, that wasn't one of the ones on his list, was it?
I can't see that in the Zoo article.
No. I want to know what...
What's his most favourite performance, what I've performed?
What is his most favourite performance, what I've performed?
Did Derek
Where's
have
that one?
Did
no.
Derek have it? No.
No? He wanted to know how he's coping and has he met the people he loves since arriving and does he feel his passing was brought about by unnatural means?
Maybe the final question was about his passing.
No, the final question was...
Derek, does Michael have a message for Glenn?
So all these questions he wanted to ask... Mind you, if it had said in the Zoo interview, "Hi Derek, what are you going to ask him?
Do you have a message for Glenn?"
You wouldn't have watched it.
Not really, no.
To be honest.
Unless you were called Glenn.
Derek, does Michael have a message for Glenn?
Also, something else I need to take up. Remember, because it's the weekend, I know you're seeing him.
Will someone say hello to Quincy Jones for me?
What?
Please. You'll see Quincy. You say hello.
Now, you are seeing him at the weekend, right?
I think maybe on Sunday, but it's not definite. Right. So I've got to say hello to him, haven't I, from Michael. Yeah. And I've also got to...
remind him about the carrot
thingy's
cake.
Thingy's mum's carrot cake.
Yeah, let's say that Derek says Michael says hello.
Yeah,
all right,
and
thanks.
The carrot cake.
Will someone say hello to Quincy Jones for me? Please?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Have you seen the... billboards up all over the place for Robbie's album. He's looking really cool. He's like in some kind of desert and, you know, looking really good. Good hair on the back of a motorbike.
Right.
And I thought that's what the video for that might involve. I thought it'd be, you know, him in a desert on a motorbike with like windswept hair. Or I thought it might have a Christmas vibe to it because the song has. And if you watch the video for that, it's him dressed as a rabbit, a furry kind of bunny rabbit singing into a carrot microphone. I wasn't expecting that.
Really?
Yeah, go and have a look at it now.
Okay.
You Know Me, that's what it's called. You can find that on the internet, I would imagine.
Thanks.
Podcast.
You can still get this as a download.
Na-na-na-na-na-ee.
Yes, text mobile to 81199 if you want Dappy on your phone.
Na-na-na-na-na-ee.
My friend Chris was so excited about that yesterday.
You know who else is excited about it and who's done it? Coxie.
Has she?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because she tweeted it.
Did she?
Yeah, she thinks it might be slightly inappropriate for a 34-year-old mother of two, but she's not 100% sure.
Nah, she thought that's allowed.
But she was very, very excited.
God, you're all over Twitter now. You've changed.
I'm just fine, yeah.
You have changed.
Well, I'm in the 21st century.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
One of my favourite TV shows last night. It's my new favourite, actually.
Oh, you've got another new favourite? God, yeah. I can't keep up with this.
Not much happens in it, but I'm strangely addicted to it.
What is it?
Peter Andre, The Next Chapter.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Like, it's just him kind of going around...
milking it?
Yeah, a bit, milking it. Right. And then, like, maybe sometimes you see him in hair and makeup, and then sometimes he's giving other pop stars a hug and stuff. Like I said, it doesn't sound that interesting when I explain
it. So last night he was in hair and makeup and he gave N-Dubs a hug, did
Pretty
he?
Pretty much, yeah, that was the whole... It run for an hour, actually, on ITV2.
Do you ever long for the days when your telly was broken, when you were watching that?
No, I actually quite like it.
Right. Becky Cam was better.
Than Peter Andre, The Next Chapter?
Well, I've never seen Peter Andre, The Next Chapter, but it sounds, from what I saw on Becky Cam, that there was stuff on Becky Cam that was better than that.
Okay, well... Each to their own, I'm just saying. Just flagging it up as something you might want to catch over the weekend, because it'll probably be on quite a lot.
You're all right, thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I ask why you were doing that?
No.
Not even...
Everything will become clear in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because it's not every day I walk into the studio to find you singing It's Raining Men at the one that doesn't speak.
I'll come to it in a minute. You'll get it in a minute. Okay.
Oh, come on.
On Monday,
yeah,
on this show, we are going to try and contact Gerard Butler off of Hollywood.
Right. You make it sound like we need Derek Acora.
We don't, because he's actually still alive.
Right, yeah.
So that's Gerard Butler on Monday on this show.
Right.
He's got such a potty mouth, I'm really worried about this.
Okay, I'm sure he'll be fine.
Do you think in a live studio
situation...
He's going
to be in the studio, isn't he?
Yeah, he's coming
in. He'll be fine, he'll be a pro.
All right, good. So that's on Monday. And then on Tuesday, the Robert Pattinson interview...
With Grimmie.
Unless we put me into it, like, afterwards. But otherwise it'll be...
Do you not think that's a bit unfair on Grimmie, as he actually bothered to get out of bed and do it?
Yeah, I overslept. I'm really sorry once again to our Pats fans. It's not been a good week for me and the fans of Twilight generally. But you can hear the interview anyway. We did ask your questions, and that'll be Tuesday afternoon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.